弟兄姐妹平安，愿上帝祝福你们。
Brothers and sisters, peace be to you. May the Lord bless you.
我们今天会开始预备圣经里面新的一卷书。
Today we'll start on a new book in the Bible.
大家猜是什么
？Let's guess which book.
雅歌
Song of Solomon.
我们如果看雅歌的第一章第一节，这里说是所罗门的歌，是歌中的雅歌。
In the first chapter and the first verse over here in Song of Solomon, it says the Song of Songs, which is Solomon's.
什么叫歌中的雅歌呢
？What does it mean to be Solomon's song?
如果你看英文版的圣经，你会看到它是 Song of Songs.
If you look at the English version, you see that it is Songs of Songs.
那我们在圣经里面，我们看到其他有没有这样的表达
？Do you see other expressions like this in the Bible?
有没有？大家可以说，对 ，King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
You see that there is King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
King of Kings 怎么翻译
How do you translate King of Kings?
万王之王 ，Lord of Lords 呢？万主之主，那个 Son of Sons 呢？万歌之歌，所以是歌中的雅歌。
So this is a song of songs.
说是最好的诗歌
It is the best song.
是最美的诗歌
The most beautiful song.
但是为什么我们在教会的历史上我们很少讲这卷书呢
But why is it that in church history we seldom touch on this song?
有两个原因
There's two reasons to it.
第一个原因就是比较尴尬，因为里面涉及到两性的描写
First is this a bit awkward because it describes the relations between the two sexes.
雅歌就好像是男女之间的一对恋人之间的情书一样
It seems like a romantic novel between a man and a woman.
所以对牧师来说是很尴尬放在讲台上来讲的。
So to a pastor, perhaps it's a bit awkward.
第二点就是说，因为释经上的一个困难。
Secondly, is because of the problem of exegesis.
那么经典上会认为雅歌是在讲男女之间的这个爱慕，但是同时又是指向。但是更重要的是指向基督与教会之间的关系。
In the literature wise, it's talking about the love between a man and a woman, but in a greater sense, it's talking about the love between Christ and the church.
但是你们知不知道，越来越到近代，越来越到现在的时候
？But do you know that as we come into modern times,
有很多著名的圣经学者，然后就开始说雅歌只是在讲男女之间的关系。
And many biblical scholars champion the fact that it's talking only about the relationship between man and woman.
所以他们说雅歌不是在讲基督与教会的关系。
So they say that the Song of Songs is not talking about Christ and the church.
那我们就会问一个问题：那如果雅歌不是在讲基督与教会的关系，为什么放在圣经里面呢
？Then we will ask the question: If it is not talking about Christ and the church, why is it in the Bible in the first place?
那么这些学者给出一个解释
，and these scholars gave an explanation.
他们说，因为我们现在，男女之间的这种爱慕关系，包括夫妻之间的这种爱的关系，已经弯曲了。
They said it's because the relationship between man and woman in our generation has been twisted.
所以神把雅歌这本书放在圣经当中，让我们看到。神所设计的那个夫妻间的爱，男女间的爱是一种什么样的爱
？So God placed this book in the Bible to show us what is the ideal love between a man and a woman, between a husband and a wife.
我阿妹这种说法
，Now I agree to this saying.
但是我认为雅歌不仅仅是在讲男女之间的爱的关系。
But I believe that the Song of Songs is not only talking about the love between a man and a woman.
雅歌更重要是在讲基督与我们之间的关系。
And the Song of Songs is talking greatly about the relationship between us and Christ.
所以这就是我解释雅歌书的一个总的原则。
So this is one of the principle how I interpret the Song of Songs.
好，我们现在看一段，我们现在来读这段经文，是雅歌书的一章一到十一节。
Let us read now this passage of scripture, the Song of Solomon, verses 1 through 11 of chapter 1.
一章一节，所罗门的歌是歌中的雅歌。
Verse one, the Song of Songs, which is Solomon's.
愿他用口与我亲嘴，因你的爱情比酒更美。
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine.
你的膏有馨香，你的名如同倒出来的香膏，所以众童女都爱你。
Your anointing oils are fragrant. Your name is oil poured out, therefore virgins love you.
愿你吸引我，我们就快跑地跟随你。王带我进入了内室。
Draw me after you, let us run, the king has brought me into his chambers.
我们必因你欢喜快乐，我们要称赞你的爱情，胜似称赞美酒。他们爱你是理所当然的。
We will exult and rejoice in you, we will extol your love more than wine, rightly do they love you.
耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我虽然黑，却是秀美，如同基大的帐篷，好像所罗门的幔子。
I am very dark, but lovely, O daughters of Jerusalem, like the tents of Kedar, like the curtains of Solomon.
不要因日头把我晒黑了就轻看我，我同母的弟兄向我发怒，他们使我看守葡萄园，我自己的葡萄园却没有看守。
Do not gaze at me because I am dark, because the sun has looked upon me. My mother's sons were angry with me, they made me keeper of the vineyards, but my own vineyard I have not kept.
我心所爱的啊，求你告诉我你在何处牧羊。上午在何处使羊歇卧？我何必在你同伴的羊群旁边，好像蒙着脸的人呢
？Tell me, you whom my soul loves, where you pasture your flock, where you make it lie down at noon. For why should I be like one who veils herself beside the flocks of your companions?
你这女子中极美丽的，你若不知道，只管跟随羊群的脚中去。把你的山羊羔牧放在牧人帐篷的旁边。
If you do not know, O most beautiful among women, follow in the tracks of the flock and pasture your young goats beside the shepherd's tents.
我的佳偶，我将你比法老车上套的骏马。
I compare you, my love, to a mare among Pharaoh's chariots.
你的两腮因发辫而秀美，你的颈项因珠串而华丽。
Your cheeks are lovely with ornaments, your neck with strings of jewels.
我们要为你编上金边，镶上银钉。
We will make for you ornaments of gold studded with silver.
这是神的话语。
This is the word of God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
在这新年的第一周的礼拜天，主啊，我们来到你的面前，一起思想你对我们的爱。
In this first week of the new year, we come before you to think of your love.
主啊，让我们这一年都能够沐浴在你的爱当中。
We pray that this whole year we can bath in your love.
天父，我们求你真的是帮助我们，你的圣灵在我们的当中运行，特别是高抹孩子的口。
And we pray that, O Lord Father, you help us, your Spirit be with us, and your Spirit anoint us.
让孩子在你的面前能够放胆的、忠心的传讲你的话语。
And the speaker here can preach your word faithfully with courage.
也求你的圣灵在我们弟兄姐妹的心里面动工，主啊，给我们。真的是让我们能够明白你的话语。
And may your spirit move among our brothers and sisters that we can understand your word.
让我们把你的话语存到心里，刻在心板上。
So that your word can be stored in our hearts and carved on our hearts.
成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
And become the lamp of our feet and the light of our path.
我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 所以我们看啊、我们今天会分为三部分，就是一到十一节会分为三部分。第一部分是佳偶，就或者是我们信徒对良人的渴慕。
So we'll split this verses 1 through 11 into three parts. The first one is about the bride, which is the believers.
第二部分会讲信徒的状态。
And the second we'll talk about the condition that the believers are in.
第三部分我们会讲良人对佳偶的一个赞赏。
And the third, we'll talk about the groom, the praise of the groom to his bride.
所以我们先看佳偶对良人的渴慕。
So we'll look at the desire of this bride to his groom.
在第二节里面，圣经上说，愿他用口，佳偶说，愿他用口与我亲嘴，因你的爱情比酒更美。
And so in verse 2, the bride says that let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine.
我们要理解这句话，我就需要理解亲嘴的。到底代表什么
？If we are to understand this, first we are to understand what does kiss mean.
在犹太人的文化当中，亲嘴代表一种亲密的关系。
In the Jewish culture, a kiss means something very intimate.
它不像在中国或美国的文化里面，亲嘴代表一种性的关系。
It doesn't represent any sexual relationship like that in the Chinese or in the American culture.
比方在新约圣经里面有五次提到亲嘴。
And in the New Testament, there are five times that this kisses has been talked about.
罗马书的十六章十六节，保罗在这里说：“你们亲嘴为安，彼此务要圣洁。”
Romans 16:16 says, "Greet one another with a holy kiss."
所以，亲嘴在犹太人的文化背景当中，它是一种慰安的方式。
So kissing in the Jewish culture is a kind of greeting.
只有当两个人的关系非常亲密的时候，所以他们相见的时候就用亲嘴来慰安。
So when these two persons have very intimate relationship, when they greet one another, they kiss one another.
所以在这里。佳偶在这里说：“愿他用口与我亲嘴。”
So over here, the bride says, "Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth."
就是佳偶很渴慕与良人之间有一个亲密的关系。
That is, the bride desires to have a very intimate relationship with the groom.
他渴慕能够与良人能够成合而为一，然后你中有我，我中有你。
She hopes that she can be in union with the groom and that they can abide in one another.
这种关系是一种很美好的关系，是一种很圣洁的关系。
This relationship is a very wonderful and holy relationship.
它不是像我们所理解的那个情欲和兽欲。
It is not a relationship of lust and passions.
所以我们应该在犹太文化的这种背景下面来理解这个亲嘴。
So under this Jewish culture, we are to interpret this notion of kissing.
所以这句话的实际上是在告诉我们，有佳偶对良人，他心里面有一种渴慕，他渴慕能够与良人有更加亲密的关系。
So this verse is to tell us that the bride desires in her heart to have a very close relationship with the groom.
因你的爱情比酒更美。
For your love is better than wine.
那这里的酒不是指我们中国的白酒，也不是指啤酒。
And over here, this wine is not talking about the wine, the China wine or the beer.
而是指葡萄酒。
But it's a grape wine.
因为葡萄酒的话，能够加速我们的血液的循环，能够刺激脑部的一些问质。
So grape wine can increase our blood circulation and it can helps our brain.
所以它能够减缓我们的压力。当我们喝少量的葡萄酒的时候，能给我们一种很美好的感觉。
So it reduces our stress if we drink it in a small amount. It can give us a pleasure.
所以这就是为什么在各个文化里面都用美酒来比喻爱情。
So this is why wine is described as love in all kinds of culture.
爱情就像一杯美酒一样。
And love is just like this cup of good wine.
那时间越久的话，它 suppose 会更加的芳醇，更加的甘美。
And the longer the time, the better it becomes.
但是我们如果看我们的婚姻的时候，是不是这样？
But if we look at our marriage, is it so?
我们在婚前的时候，爱得死去活来，爱得天崩地裂。
Before our marriage, we love one another like there's no tomorrow.
但结婚十年之后，五年之后会怎么样？
But after five or ten years, what happens?
那这杯美酒会变成一杯白开水。
This cup of wine will become just plain water.
爱情需要我们花时间和精力去维护，然后去呵护，去经营。
Love requires our time and effort to maintain and to improve.
我们在婚前的时候，我们还会花时间去追我们的女朋友，追我们的太太。
Before our marriage, we still spend time to woo our wife or our girlfriends.
但是到婚后的时候，我们想一想，我们有多少次在与我们的太太出去 dating？
But after marriage, how many times do you date your wife just by herself?
所以我们要花时间和精力，然后去呵护我们的爱情。
So we are to spend time and effort to maintain our love.
所以建议我们每一周或者是每两周，我们都有一个晚上，花一个晚上带我们的太太出去，找一个很好的。也很有情调的餐厅，我们一起 dating.
So I suggest that you bring your wife out once a week or once every 2 weeks to some place that's romantic.
那一年当中有一次或两次要计划与太太一起，全家一起出去，然后去旅游。
And once or twice in a year, you have to go holiday with your family.
我们的爱情应该像一杯美酒一样，时间越长，应该是更加甘醇的，更加甘美的。
And our love should be like this, a cup of good wine. The longer it takes, the better it becomes.
佳偶对良人的一个渴慕，渴慕良人的爱情，因为那个是比美酒更美。
And this bride desires the love with the groom because this love is better than a cup of good wine.
当我们想到我们与基督的关系的时候，我们是不是这样？
When we think of our relationship with Christ, is it the same way?
我们有没有渴慕与我们的主与我们神之间这种亲密的关系？就好像这个佳偶渴慕与良人之间的这种亲密关系一样。
Do we desire the relationship of us with Christ just like the way that the bride desires the relationship with the groom?
我们有没有在我们的生命当中经历那个如美酒一般的基督的爱情？
Do we experience the love of Christ like that of a cup of good wine in our lives?
如果我们没有这样美好的经历，
If we do not have such good experience,
那么我们要反思，可能我们与神的关系有点问题了。
Then we have to reflect, perhaps there's problems with our relationship with Christ.
我们看第三节，你的膏油馨香，你的名如同倒出来的香膏，所以众童女都爱你。
Verse 3 says, your anointing oils are fragrant, your name is oil poured out, therefore virgins love you.
在中东，特别是以色列和埃及人，他们沐浴之后，他们要喜欢抹上膏油。
And in this Near Eastern culture, especially in Israel, when they have taken a shower or a bath, they are to put oils on themselves.
这里佳偶说，良人的膏油馨香对他有一个吸引。
And this bride says here that the groom's oil has this fragrance and it attracts her.
但其实这里所真正强调的并不是说那个膏油本身的馨香，而是说佳偶对良人的渴慕。
And this is not talking about the oil itself, of the groom, but it's talking about the desire once again of the bride to the groom.
我们回想我们第一次或者是刚刚碰见我们的太太的时候。
We remind ourselves again the first time that you've met your spouse.
你还没有把她追求到手的时候。
Before you actually woo her or him.
她身上的香味对你来说是不是特别的香，特别的美好？
It's a fragrant, especially nice to you.
可能他用的香水也不是最高级的。
Perhaps the perfume was not the highest grade.
可能就是简简单单那个香皂的香味。
Perhaps it's just the fragrance of the soap.
但是在你的心里面，那个是特别美好的，是独一无二的，没法替代的。
But in your heart, it's the only one and only unique kind of fragrance.
为什么
？Why?
因为你喜欢她。
Because you like her.
所以这里佳偶的话，因为他心里对良人的渴慕，所以他觉得他身上那个膏油就特别的馨香。
And over here, because the bride desires the groom, so that she thinks that the fragrance is especially nice.
那么为什么佳偶对良人有这样的渴慕呢
？And why is it that this bride has the desire to the groom?
我们想想，为什么我们当时会爱上我们的太太
？You remind yourself again, why do you love your spouse at that time?
或者做太太的想起，你当初为什么会爱上你的先生
？Or as a wife, why would you love your husband at that time?
我们肯定是看到他的神态、气质，或是看到他的行为、看到他的言语，打动了我们的心。
And perhaps you've seen certain characteristics or certain way of him or her doing things that has moved you.
那在这里的来说，更重要的是良人对佳偶的爱。
And over here, we're talking about more importantly the love of the bride to the groom.
所以基督的膏油馨香。
And so the fragrance oil of Christ.
因为基督爱我们。
Because Christ loves us.
基督因着爱我们的缘故，他本来有神的荣耀，与神是同等的，但是他降世为人。
Because of his love for us, he originally has the glory and fame of God, but he became man.
基督因为爱我们的缘故，他在这世上活了33年。
And because of love, he lived 33 years on this earth.
他是作为一个木匠在这里活了三十三年。
As a carpenter on this earth for 33 years.
他因为爱我们的缘故，他就受鞭打。
And because of love, he was beaten.
吃了很多苦。
He has suffered much.
他由爱我们的缘故，最后被钉在十字架上，舍了自己的生命。
And because of love, he was nailed to the cross and shed his life for us.
所以我们当想到基督对我们的爱的时候，我们心里面也会产生一种什么样的感情
？So when we think of Christ's love, what kind of response do we have in our hearts?
所以我们会不会觉得基督的膏油馨香呢
？Do we really think that the oil of fragrance of Christ is fragrant?
你的名如同倒出来的香膏。
Your name is oil poured out.
我们回想，在我们还在追我们太太的时候，我们太太的名字是不是在我们的心里面是非常的美好
？And when you rethink the time when you are going after your wife or your husband, do you think that the name sounds especially good in your heart?
我们周五的时候在圆圆家，艾佳美在圆圆家做potluck。
And Friday we had this potluck in Ai Jiamei's group.
Yeah. 然后圆圆就给我们玩了一个 game， 然后说你在这个纸每人发了一张卡片，说你在卡片上写下一件事情，当你想到的时候，你心里面就会偷着乐的事情。
So we played a game and you are given a card and you write something that will give you some sort of happiness when it occurs in your heart.
那咱俩就写的是，当他想到 Akisha 的时候，他心里就会偷着乐。
And so Brother Zaili wrote the name of a daughter.
但是我们很少有人在说想到我们太太的名字的时候，我们心里就会偷着乐。
But there are very few of us who will write the name of their spouse on the card.
但是你在追求你太太的时候，这个是事实，对不对
？But when you are after your spouse, this is the truth, isn't it?
所以我们要思想，就是说我们为什么结了婚之后。我们为什么就是骨中的骨肉中的肉会变成骨中的刺肉中的瘤
So if we rethink, why is it that after marriage, our spouse no longer is the person that we love so much?
所以我们需要经常去经营我们的爱情。我希望，我也盼望，我们在10年之后、20年之后，我们仍然能够对我们的太太说，你是我骨中的骨肉中的肉。
And I hope that after 10 or 20 years, we can still say that you are the bone of my bone and you are the flesh of my flesh.
我也盼望，当我们在10年之后、20年之后，我们每一想到我们太太的名字的时候， 还是如同那个倒出来的香膏一样。
And I hope that in the 10 or 20 years to come, every time you think of your wife's name, it is still like the oil that's fragrant.
我们心里面就有一种安慰，就有一种甜甜的感觉。
And our hearts have this comfort and this sweet feeling.
当我们想到基督的名的时候，我们心里面会不会有这种甜美的感觉
？When we think of the name of Christ, we have this feeling in our hearts.
那基督有什么样的名字呢
？And what kind of name does Christ have?
说是以马内利，神与我们同在。
And his name is Emmanuel, God with us.
在我们的生命当中，我们有没有经历神与我们同在
？Have we experienced the presence of God with us in our lives?
当我们在苦难当中的时候，当我们在难处当中的时候，当我们在失望痛苦当中的时候，我们知不知道神与我们同在
？In our sufferings and difficulties, do we know that God is present with us?
耶和华拯救
，God saves.
我们知道耶稣在旧约里面的名字是什么？
And you know that the name of Jesus in the Old Testament, what does it mean?
Joshua.
It's Joshua.
有约书亚，就是耶和华拯救的意思。
It means that the Jehovah saves.
所以神是我们的救恩，神将我们从这罪恶过犯当中，从那个必死的结局当中拯救出来。
And God is our salvation. He rescues us from our depths of transgressions and sins.
耶和华以勒。
And Jehovah Jireh.
在耶和华的山上必有预备。
And on the mountain of the Lord, he will provide.
我们在我们的生命当中有没有经历过耶和华以勒
？Have we experienced the providence of God in our life?
我们想到耶和华以勒的时候，我们心里是不是有一种甜甜的感觉
？When we think of Jehovah Jireh, do we have this sweet feeling in our heart?
我和我太太旅行的时候，我们喜欢是一种就是说说走就走的旅行。
When I go traveling with my wife, we like to have this idea of just go.Spontaneously,
we 不喜欢 reservation.
We don't like to have reservation.
因为我们觉得如果你 reserve 的话，你就被绑住了。
Because we think that if you reserve a certain place, then you are bound by it.
所以我们这周的旅行就是一个说走就走的旅行。
So the vacation that we had last week is a kind of spontaneous one.
当我们星期二来到，花了六个小时的时间开到从 Everglades 然后开到 Key West 的时候，在下午四点半到个。Key West 的时候我们就傻眼了。
So on Tuesday when we drive 6 hours down to Key West, it's a bit, yeah, we were stunned.
因为我们没有 reserve.
Because we did not reserve anything.
所有的旅馆都满了。
So all the hotels were booked.
晚上只有一个房子还是空着的。
There's only one place available at night.
一个晚上790块钱。
$790 per night.
那我们说怎么办呢？打道回府吧。
So what should we do? Are we to return?
So 我们就从五点钟开始从 K West 的要开回 Orlando.
So from 5 p.m.
下午五点钟
5 p.m. we started back towards Orlando.
那当时心里面就是非常的 frustrated.
So we were very frustrated in our hearts.
但是很感谢主，耶和华必有预备。
But we thank God that He provides for us.
所以我在网上搜的时候，太太开车，我在网上搜的时候，然后就在迈阿密找到一个 camping ground。
So in, when I was searching on the line and my wife was driving, we found a camping ground in Miami.
35块钱，所以我们就住到那里去了。
And $35, and we stayed there.
我没想到那个 camping ground 那么好。
We never thought that the camping ground was so nice.
那个就是那个搭帐篷的地方，然后对面就是一片农场。
And the place where we camp opposite it is a farm.
没有围子，像 Everglades 一样。
So it's a huge farm.
晚上能够看到那个天上的星星，很漂亮。
You can see the stars at night.
那个 bathroom 也非常的干净，也有洗澡的地方。
And the bathroom was very clean, and there is a place for you to shower.
然后那个里面还有 swimming pool.
And there is swimming pool.
还有那个 mini golf.
And you can play mini golf.
还有打网球的地方，还有很多其他的东西。
And
打桌球、乒乓球的地方。
A lot of other amenities.
所以我真的是很感谢主，耶和华。
And I give thanks to the Lord because He provides for us.
So we真的是很感恩。然后第二天我们回去的时候，也路过了那个 West Palm Beach.
So I was really full of heart of thanksgiving. The next day when we returned home, we went past the West Palm Beach.
啊，那个海是很蓝，很漂亮。
The sea was very nice.
So we 真的是很感谢主，然后感谢真的是神给我们的预备。
We give thanks to the Lord for His providence for us.
所以我们现在我们做什么事情，我们基本上都计划好了，都 reserve 好了，所以就给神没有空间了。
So now when we reserve everything, it sort of don't give any space for God.
所以我们就很少有机会再经历神了。
It's hard for us to experience God that way.
还有耶和华拉法
and Jehovah Rapha，
有没有经历神的医治？
Have you experienced the healing of the Lord?
不管是你肉体的医治还是灵魂的医治。
Whether is it physically or spiritually?
当你在 depression 的时候，当你心里面有 anxiety 的时候，有没有经历神的医治？
When you're in depression or you have a lot of anxiety, have you experienced the healing of the Lord?
当你想起耶和华拉法这个名字的时候，你心里面有没有安慰？
When you think of this name Jehovah Rapha, do you have comfort in your heart?
耶和华尼西
and Jehovah Nissi.
耶和华是得胜的。
And the Lord is victorious.
他带领我们打这场属灵的战争，他带领我们胜过罪恶，胜过我们的软弱。
He lead us in this battle against the weaknesses of our flesh. He lead us victoriously.
耶和华沙龙。
And Jehovah Shalom.
耶和华是赐平安的神。
Jehovah is the one who gives us peace.
在这世上你们有苦难，但是在基督里面有平安。
There is trouble in this world, but you have peace in Christ.
因为基督已经胜过了这个世界。
Because Christ has overcome the world.
我们有没有在我们的生活当中经历过耶和华沙龙
？Have we experienced Jehovah Shalom in our hearts？
当你在苦难当中的时候，当你在挣扎当中的时候，你有没有经历耶和华沙龙
？In your sufferings and struggles, have you experienced Jehovah Shalom？
耶和华奇克鲁
，and Jehovah Chiku，
耶和华是我们的义
，and Jehovah is our righteousness。
我们是罪人，但是基督的义归于我们。
But we are sinners, but the righteousness of Christ has been imputed to us.
所以神给我们披上基督的义袍。
So God has given us the robe of righteousness of Christ.
当我们想起神的这些名字的时候，我们心里面有没有一种感恩，有没有一种甜甜的感觉
？So when we think of these names of Christ, we have the kind of sweetness in our hearts.
那基督的名字在我们来说，是不是如那个打翻的香膏一样
？The name of Christ is like this fragrant oil being poured out.
所以愿你吸引我，我们就快跑地跟随你。
Draw me after you and let us run.
主啊，愿你的膏油吸引我，愿你的言语，愿你的行为，愿你的品格吸引我。
Oh Lord, may your oils of fragrance, your actions and your characteristics, they draw me after you.
愿你的名吸引我。
May your name draw me after you.
愿神的话语吸引我们，抓住我们。
And may your word captures our heart.
我们就快跑地跟随你。
And we will run after you.
我们在这里看到说，我们就快跑地跟随。
Over here it says, "Let us run after you."
所以这里很奇怪，如果是佳偶对良人所写的，为什么是用那个复数
？It's a bit weird here because if it's the bride talking to the groom, why is it plural here?
没有一个女的喜欢一大堆的女的，然后一起来快跑地跟随她的丈夫，对不对
？There's not one woman who wants all the rest of the women to go after her husband.
所以我觉得这里，如果你都把它仅仅当作男女之间的关系的话，你很难解释。
So over here, if you just treat it as the relationship between men and women, it's hard for you to explain it.
但是你如果你把它当作信徒与基督这样的关系，那就比较好解释。
But if you interpret it in a way between the believers and Christ, then you will understand better.
那另外的，另外在第四节当中，也有这样的表示。
And in verse 4, it has the same way of expression.
我们如果看第四节的话，我们就会看到啊，第四节，他说，啊，第四节后半句啊，我这里没有打上吗？我看
，the second half of verse four。
OK， 他说我们必因你欢喜快乐，我们要称赞你的爱情，甚至称赞美酒，他们爱你是所当然的。
He says here, we will exalt and rejoice in you. We will extol your love more than wine. Rightly do they love you.
所以你不能用男女之间的爱情来解释这一句。
So you can't explain it merely between a man and a woman.
只能用信徒与基督的关系来解释这一句。
Only between the believers and Christ.
所以愿你吸引我，我们就快跑地跟随你。王带我进入了内室。
Draw me after you, let us run. The king has brought me into his chambers.
所以佳偶渴慕与良人有一个更加亲密的关系，进入内室代表一种更加亲密的关系。
And this bride desires to have a closer relationship with the groom, and going into his chambers meaning to have a greater intimacy.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们也渴望与我们的神有一个更加亲密的关系，能够与神进入到内室里面，与神单独的一对一的有这样的一个亲密的关系交流。
So as Christians, we should desire to have this even closer relationship one-on-one with our Lord in this chamber.
我心里面要有一个渴慕，要愿神带领我们进入到水深之处。
And our hearts, once we have this desire, that he can bring us to these deep waters.
但是这是第一段佳偶对良人的渴慕。
And this is the first section, the desire of the bride to the groom.
然后第二段是在第七节。
And the second section is from verse 7.
我心所爱的啊，求你告诉我你在何处牧养。
Tell me, you whom my soul loves, where you pasture your flock.
上午在何处使羊歇卧？我何必在你同伴的羊群旁边，好像蒙着脸的人呢
？Where you make it lie down at noon? For why should I be like one who veils herself beside the flocks of your companions?
那这里的这里蒙着脸的人，其实在翻译上是有一些有一些争议的。
So over here, this expression "who veils herself," there's some controversies in translation.
那么第一种翻译就是我们现在看到的蒙着脸的人。
And the first one is what we see here, like the one who veils herself.
那么如果是这种翻译的话，那就很可能是这样一种场景，就是蒙着脸的人在犹太的文化当中通常是指妓女。
And over here, this may be one interpretation because those who veils herself are normally in Jewish culture is considered as prostitutes.
所以他们在那个放牧羊的羊群旁边走来走去。我们记得在创世纪的三十八章犹大和他玛的故事。
And so they walk around around this flock. We remember in Genesis 38 about the Judah and Tamar, the story.
所以他妈蒙着脸，那个犹大就以为她是妓女。
And Tamar veils herself, and Judah thought that she was a prostitute.
那如果是这样的话，这句话的翻译就是说，求你告诉我你在哪里牧羊，你不要让我在你的同伴的羊群旁边走来走去，以免别人把我当作妓女。
And so if this is how it's interpreted, then you must tell me where you pasture your flock, so that I do not walk around veiling myself around the flock like I'm a prostitute.
那么第二种翻译的话，就是这个字翻译成是走来走去。
And the second way of translating is it means that it's to walk about.
那么如果是这种翻译的话，就是说，你告诉我你在哪里牧羊，不要让我在你同伴的羊群旁边走来走去，要找寻你。
And if it is translated in this way, is to tell us is to say that tell me where you pasture your flock, so that I do not walk about among the flock of your companions.
我是更加比较 prefer 的后面一种翻译。
Of course, I'll prefer the second translation.
因为在犹太的背景在犹太人的文化当中，不管是男的和女的，他们从小就，如果你是农家的，不是那个贵族的，从小就会牧羊了。
And so in the Jewish culture, if you are not of the noble family, but you are the peasants, then you'll be in the farming business.
所以这个场景就是描写一个牧羊人和牧羊女的。爱情
and it's talking about a shepherd and a shepherdess, the love between.
所以这个牧羊女就希望知道牧羊人在哪里放羊，就和可以和他一同去放羊。
The shepherdess wants to know where the shepherd is so that they can rear the flock together.
这也在下面第八节当中得到印证。
And in verse 8, this confirms what has been said.
就说你把你的山羊羔牧放在牧人的帐篷旁边。
And it's to pasture your young goats beside the shepherd's tents.
所以如果是这样的话，那么就。如果是这样的话，就是告诉我们说，这个牧羊女她希望能够与牧羊人、与这个佳偶有一个更亲密的关系，能够和她一同去放羊。
And if it is interpreted this way, this means that this shepherdess or this bride wants to have a closer relationship with the groom so that they can rear the flock together.
而不是只在那个同伴的羊群旁边走来走去。
And it's not just walking about in the flocks of her companions.
所以我们在这里思考，我们有没有渴慕与神之间有一个直接的关系
？So over here, we remind ourselves again, do we have this direct relationship with our Lord?
还是说我们与神对神的理解，我们对神的认识，都是从弟兄姐妹身上来的，从牧师长老身上来的
？Or is it that our relationship with Christ comes from the experiences of others, from pastors or from elders?
就好像旧约的以色列人对摩西说：“你去那个山上吧，我们不要去。”
Just like the Old Testament Israelites who asked Moses to go to the hill, and not us, but you.
就说神对你们说，神对你说了什么话，你再来告诉我。
And whatever God has told you, then you tell us.
但我们在这里看到佳偶渴慕与良人之间有这种直接的关系，他希望能够直接与良人有交流。
But over here, this bride wants to have a direct communication with the groom. He doesn't want a secondary opinion.
所以每一个基督徒都应该有这样的渴慕。
And every Christian should have this desire as well.
我们渴慕我们能够与神有直接的关系。
We should desire that we have a direct communication with the Lord.
所以我们要读经，我们要默想，我们要祷告。
So we are to read the Bible, meditate, and to pray.
我们在我们安静的时候，我们与神有直接的交流。
And in our quietness, we have communication with the Lord.
那我们看良人对这个佳偶是怎么回答的？第八节。
And in verse 8, we see how the groom responds to the bride.
他说：“你这女子中极美丽的啊，你如果不知道我在哪里。” 你只管跟随羊群的脚，总把你的山羊羔牧放在末日的旁边。
He says here, if you do not know, O most beautiful among women, follow in the tracks of the flock and pasture your young goats beside the shepherd's tents.
我觉得这个回答很有意思。
I think that this is a very interesting response.
加尔对良人说：“我渴慕与你。”有直接的关系，渴慕与你一同放羊。那个良人对加尔说：“你不知道我在哪里，你只要跟随羊群的脚踪，你只要把那个羊群放在我同伴的羊群那里，你就知道我在哪里。”
And the bride desires to have a close relationship to rear the flock together with the groom. The groom says that if you do not know where I am, follow the tracks of the flock, and you will know where I am.
所以这也对我们弟兄姐妹来说，
啊，
对我们怎么样去应用呢
？How can we apply this?
那首先在我们的教会当中我们要跟随那个羊群的脚踪
And first of all, in our church, we have to follow the tracks of the flock.
在我们的弟兄姐妹当中有很多敬虔的弟兄姐妹
Among our brothers and sisters, there are many who are pious.
有敬虔的长老有敬虔的牧者
Pious pastors and elders.
像彪哥安姐
Like Pastor Chen and Sister An.
所以我们跟随羊群的脚踪我们跟随他们的脚踪我们就能够找到那个真正的牧人
When we follow their tracks, we can find the great shepherd himself.
那更大一点的来说，就是说，在我们北美，在整个世界，现在有很多著名的牧人。
And in broader sense, in the North America and the whole world, there are many pastors and elders.
像 Tim Keller, 像 John Piper, 像 Mark Dever, 还有我们的唐牧师。
And like Tim Keller, like John Piper, Mark Dever, and even Stephen Tong.
所以我们跟随这些羊群的脚踪，我们跟随这个牧人，牧人在哪里，我们就能够找到那个真正的牧人。
And we follow these under shepherds and their tracks, and we can find the great shepherd himself.
那更长远的来说，就是两千多年的教会史。
And an even more broader sense for the 2,000 years of church history.
我们 follow 那个教会的正统，我们就知道牧人在哪里。
And we follow the orthodoxy of the church, we can know that where the shepherd is.
这两个不是矛盾的。
And these are not mutually exclusive.
一个方面，加尔渴望与良人有直接的关系；另一个方面，就是说良人建议加尔去 follow 那个牧人的脚踪，不是。群羊的脚踪。
On one hand, the bride desires to have a closer relationship with the groom. On the other hand, the groom wants the bride to follow the tracks of the flock.
这两个方面都要有。
And both this needs to be there.
一个方面，我们心里要有那种渴慕，要有神的直接的关系。
On one hand, we need to have the desire in our hearts to have a direct relationship with our shepherd.
另一个方面，我们要注意，我们要尊重神在我们教会当中，在这个历史当中赐下的这个 means。
On the second hand, we are to pay attention to the means that the Lord has given us in our church history.
所以我们去 follow 那个群羊的脚踪。
And we are to follow the tracks of the flock from there.
所以这是第一点。我们看第二点，信徒的状态。
And so this is the first point. The second point is the condition of the believers.
我们的时间有点不够。好，我们就快一点。信徒的状态在第五节第六节耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我虽然黑却是秀美如同极大的帐幕好像所罗门的幔子
Verse 5 and 6 Here's I am very dark but lovely O daughters of Jerusalem like the tents of Kedar like the curtains of Solomon
什么叫极大的帐篷
What is this tents of Kedar
极大的帐篷不像我们今天看平的帐篷一样不像 Coleman 做的帐篷一样很漂亮对吧
This tents of Kedar is not like the Coleman tents or the tents you have today in the camping
那个图片上显示的就是极大的帐篷
And the picture there shows you the tents of Kedar
它是用那个山羊皮做的
It's made of goat skin
它在那个旷野当中经历过风吹日晒雨淋很容易就变得很
And in the wilderness because of the sun and the wind it becomes dark very easily
外面很粗糙很难看
Outside is very rough and ugly
这象征我们信徒，我们生活在这个破碎的世界当中，我们在罪的世界当中，我们经历过风吹日晒雨淋，我们是罪人，我们是很难看的。
It represents our Christian life, even in this sinful world, we are being scorched by the sun, and we're being blown by the wind, and it's very hard for us. It's ugly.
我们是嘴吹不洁的人，住在嘴吹不洁的民众当中。
Our mouth is not clean, and we live among unclean people.
但是在这里说我又秀美，好像是所罗门的幔子。
But over here it says that I'm lovely like the curtains of Solomon.
所罗门的幔子是非常漂亮的，是精工编织的，是极其的美丽，极其的华丽。
Curtains of Solomon is very, very elaborate and very beautiful.
这表示我们虽然是罪人，我们虽然黑，但是因着基督的救赎，在我们里面有基督新的生命。那个新的生命是非常美丽的，在神的眼中是非常极其华丽。
This means that even though we are rough and we are ugly, we are sinful, but because of Christ in us, because Christ has saved us, in his eyes, we have a very beautiful life.
所以这对我们来说，我们每一个信徒都是蒙恩的罪人。
So to us, all of us Christians here are sinners saved by grace.
首先我们是罪人。
First of all, we are sinners.
其实我们是圣徒。
Second of all, we are saints.
所以我们每一个人，我们如果认识到我们的弟兄姐妹首先是罪人的话，我们就不会对我们弟兄姐妹有一个虚假的期望。
So if we know that we are sinners, we will not have false expectations of our brothers and sisters.
当我们弟兄姐妹没有达到我们的期望的时候，我们就开始失望、绝望，我们甚至走向另一个极端，说他是披着羊皮的狼。
When our brothers and sisters have failed to meet our expectation, we have become hopeless and we say that they are false teachers.
但如果你知道他是罪人的话，你就不会这么去想。
But if you know that he or she is a sinner, you will not think in this way.
但我们如果认识到我们弟兄姐妹同时又是圣徒的时候，我们就会永远对我们弟兄姐妹有一个盼望。
But if we recognize that our brothers and sisters are saints, then we will have an eternal hope in them.
我们就不会因着他当前的跌倒，不会是因着他当前的罪，他当前的骄傲，我们就说这个弟兄没救了。
And we will not say that he is hopeless just because of the sin or a transgression that he has caused that day.
因为圣灵在他里面，在那里面开始了善工的，必要成全这善工到底。
Because the Spirit indwells in him, and he who started the good work will finish it.
我同母的弟兄向我发怒，他们是我看守葡萄园，我自己的葡萄园却没有看守。
My mother's sons were angry with me; they made me keeper of the vineyards, but my own vineyard I have not kept.
在以色列的文化当中，未出嫁的女子，她们是不继承产业的。
In Israelite culture, and those who are not married, these women they do not have any inheritance.
所以她们从小到大，在她们出嫁之前，她们去牧放她父亲的羊群，牧看守她父亲的那个葡萄园。
So before they are married, they take care of the vineyards of their father. They shepherds the flock of the father.
这些葡萄园最终的话是留给他弟弟或哥哥的。
These vineyards will then be inherited to his brothers or sisters, brothers.
对，他是没有份的。
She has no part in it.
所以我们在士师记的第一章，我们看到那个加勒当时攻打基列西弗的时候，加勒说：“你们谁上去攻下这座城，我就把我的女儿亚撒嫁给他。”
And so in the first chapter of Judges, we see that Caleb he says that if you are to attack this king, then I will give the person my daughter.
那俄陀涅上去，然后攻下了城，所以加勒就把亚撒嫁给俄陀涅。
Othniel took over the city, and so Caleb gave her daughter to Othniel.
那亚撒过门的时候，就对俄陀涅说：“你向我父亲求一块田。”
And this Asa, when when Othniel goes past the father, he asks for a land from the father.
所以俄陀涅就向加勒求了一块田。
So Othniel asked for a land from Caleb.
然后加勒又对亚撒说：“你要什么？”亚撒说：“你既然把田给我，也把上卷和下卷给我。”
And Caleb asked, "Since you have given me this land, you give me the springs as well."
我们看到这段经文的时候，我们说这是什么女儿啊？
If we look at this scripture, we ask, "What kind of daughter is this?"
但是如果你知道犹太那个文化的背景的话，你就能够理解。
But if you understand the Jewish culture, you will be able to understand.
这女孩子从小在家里长大，从小在家里牧养，从小在家里看守葡萄园。但是当她出嫁的时候，这些东西都不属于她的。
This daughter has been taking care of this vineyard. He's been taking care of this flock.
所以亚撒很聪明，她要为她自己谋福利。
So when this Asa, she knows that she has to get something for herself.
那么我们在这世上也是如这个佳偶一样。
And so on this earth, we are also the same as this bride.
我们在这世上活着，我们在这世上工作，我们在这世上辛苦，但是有一天到我们的新郎那里，当我们出嫁的时候，我们带的跟我们基督的是什么呢？
We live and labor in this world, but one day when we're on the day of marriage to our groom, what do we bring?
你在这地上一切的成就，你一切的成功，你都带不去。
All the successes and fame in this world, you will not be able to bring them.
你赤裸裸的来，也必赤裸裸的去。
And naked you come, naked you will go.
但我们作为新娘，我们要带什么去见我们的新郎呢？
As bride, what should we bring to meet our groom?
我们要为我们将来在天家那个预备什么呢？
What are we to prepare for our eternal heavenly
dwelling? 我们要为我们的葡萄园里面来投资什么呢？
What are we to invest in our vineyard?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要思考，我们在地上我们该如何去活？
So dear brothers and sisters, we are to think how are we to live on this earth?
我们如何能够像一个聪明的亚撒一样？
How can we be this beautiful and smart Asa?
那个耶稣在路加福音有一个比喻，就是说一个不义的管家和聪明的管家。
And Jesus has this parable in the Gospel of Luke between the unrighteous judge, the shrewd manager.
我建议大家回去再去看这段经文，你就明白我们基督徒在这世上应该如何生活。
I recommend you to read this parable again, and you will understand how we are to live in this world as Christians.
那个不义的管家，在他做管家的时候，他把主人的钱财，然后做人情送给别人。
And this shrewd manager, when he was on this earth, he used his the wealth of his manager to gain relationship with others.
为他将来预备后路。
To prepare ways for himself.
但是主夸他是聪明的。
But God claims that he's smart.
为什么
？Why?
因为主其实在指着我们讲的，你明不明白
？Because the Lord is rebuking us. Do you understand?
主其实告诉我们，你们活在这世上，你们现在在世上是看守你弟兄的葡萄园。
The Lord says that you are now on this earth, you are taking care of the vineyards of your brothers.
So you have to invest
all this energy on your own vineyard.
So we are to
think again, how are we to live on this earth?
好，最后一点，良人对佳偶的赞赏。
And the last part, the praise of the groom to the bride.
他说你这女子当中极美丽的。
He says that you are almost beautiful among women.
我们虽然黑，我们虽然是罪人，我们虽然像基大的帐篷一样，但是在基督的眼里，我们却是极美丽的。
Though we are dark and we are like the tents of Kedar, but in the eyes of Christ, we are extremely beautiful.
好像所罗门殿里的幔子一样，极其美丽。
Like the curtains of Solomon, extremely beautiful.
然后良人把佳偶比作法老车上的骏马。
And then the bride compares the groom, the groom compares the bride to the mare among Pharaoh's chariots.
昨天在赵超的那个单身 party 的时候，李长老就用那个骏马来比喻景南。
And so yesterday at the bachelor's party, elderly said that the bachelor is a stag.
那个小白就跳起来，小白说：“你怎么能够把我们姊妹比作成马呢
？”So the brother 小白 said, "How can you compare a sister to a stag?"
但是圣经上确实是说把那个佳偶比作是骏马。
But over here it says that in the Bible it compares the bride to a mare, a horse.
为什么
？Why？
我看几个原因。
We see certain reasons.
第一个是因为它的美。
The first is because it's beautiful.
但这个美不是她自己的。
This beauty doesn't come from herself.
而是那个良人为她装饰上去的。
But because of the ornaments that the groom has given.
所以在第十节里面，你的两腮因发辫而美丽，但这个发辫其实翻译应该是因装饰而美丽。
And in verse 10 it says your cheeks are lovely with ornaments.
如果你看 ESV 就是装饰 ornaments.
It's ornaments in English.
你的金项因珠串而华丽。
Your neck with strings of jewels.
我们要为你边上金辫镶上银钉。
We will make for you ornaments of gold studded with silver.
所以所有的这些东西都是良人为佳偶加上去的。
So all of these things have been added on by the groom to the bride.
所以我们虽然是罪人，但是因着主耶稣基督神的恩典，让我们披戴基督的衣袍。
So though we are sinners, but because of the grace of God and righteousness of Christ has been given to us.
有圣灵在我们里面工作，让我们能够成圣，让我们结出那个圣灵的果子来。
And the Spirit works in us so that we can bear the fruit of the Spirit.
是吧？喜乐、良善，是吧？仁慈、和平、
Love,
信实。
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
所以这些就好像是。因着这些东西的话，我们就显得极其的美丽。
So all because of these things, we become extremely beautiful.
这都是神的恩典。
This is because of the grace of God.
是良人为佳偶装上去的。
It is the ornaments that the groom has given to the bride.
第二个是以为那个骏马它是极其有活力、有热情的。
And second is because as a horse, because it's active and it's very lively.
它不是那个不威不火的。
It is not something that's dead.
所以当圣灵在我们里面燃烧的时候，我们的整个信徒我们是非常有热情的。
So when the Holy Spirit indwells us, we are a passionate person.
所以你看看彪哥就知道是什么是热情了。
If you look at Pastor Chen, then you know what it means to be passionate.
所以在启示录里面，圣灵对老底嘉教会说：“你们如果不威不火的话，我就要把你吐出去。”
And in Revelation, it's talked to the Church of Laodicea, if you are lukewarm, then I'll spit you out.
所以一个信徒应该是非常有活力的，应该是非常热情的。
A believer should be very lively and passionate.
因为圣灵的火在他里面燃烧。
Because the fire of the Spirit is within him.
第三个，一个骏马是非常有勇气和忍耐的。
And thirdly, the horse is a very, is patient and courageous.
因为这些都是战马，要在战场上作战的。
Because these are war horses to be used on.
所以前面无论有多么的危险，无论有多么的艰难，他都是要冲上去的。
So no matter how dangerous it is, he has to go forward.
我们信徒在这世上也是一样。
And Christians should be this as well.
我们要为我那美好的信心，我们要征战。
We have to fight for our faith.
我们要坚持到底。
To persevere until the end.
就像保罗说的，那美好的仗我已经打过。
And just like Paul says that this battle I have fought.
第四就是说，这个战马是完全说服的。
And fourthly, this horse is to be submissive.
所以我们信徒也是完全顺服主的，降服主一切的旨意。
And as Christians, we are to submit to all the will of our Lord.
主叫我们去哪里，我们就去哪里。
Wherever the Lord calls us, there we will be.
就像彪哥一样，是不是
？It's just like Pastor Chen.
像亚伯拉罕一样，神呼召亚伯拉罕出乌尔，他不知道去哪里，但是他就跟随。
Like Abraham, God calls him out of Ur, he doesn't know where he's going, but he went.
第五，这些战马是非常合一的。
Fifthly, they are all united in this war horse.
因为一个战车里面不光是一匹马，而有可能是两匹马，有可能四匹马。
In a war, it's not just one or two, but maybe a few horses together.
对这些战马来说，最重要的是什么
？And what's most important to these horses?
就是他们一致。
That they are be united.
所以对我们信徒来说，我们的合一非常重要。
So to us Christians, our unity is very important.
如果你不能合一的时候，那个战车是拉不动的。
If you are not united, you cannot pull this.
如果我们信徒不能合一的时候，我们没有办法为主征战。
If we are not united, we cannot fight for the Lord.
第六点就是以为这些战马是受过训练的，他们是非常有纪律的。
Sixthly, and these war horses, they are all trained and very disciplined.
我们基督徒也是基督的精兵。
And we Christians are also soldiers.
我们应当是受训的，我们是应当是有纪律的。
And we should be trained and be disciplined as well.
我们在圣灵和福音下面受训。
And we are under the guidance of the Spirit and the gospel.
所以神的话告诉我们说，我们什么是该做，什么是不该做，什么是神喜悦的，什么是神不喜悦的。
The word of God gives us the norms of what is to do and not to do, what is pleasing to Him and what is not.
圣灵带领我们，圣灵给我们力量，让我们能够去遵行神的。
And the Spirit gives us the strength to follow through.
所以我们在圣灵和福音下面受训。
So we are under the training of the Spirit and the Gospel.
这就是为什么那个良人要把佳偶比作是法老车上套的骏马。
That is why this groom describes the bride as the mare of Pharaoh's chariots.
所以我们最后总结，我们看这一段经文。
So as a conclusion to this part of the scripture.
我们看那个佳偶在心里面对良人有一个极深的渴慕。
We see that the groom has, the bride has a desire, a very deep desire in her heart.
我们信徒也应该对我们的主、对我们的神有这样一个极深的渴慕。
We as Christians should have this desire to our Christ as well.
我们也看到我们在神的眼中是多么的美丽。
And we see how beautiful we are in the eyes of our Lord.
我当时在做2016年计划的时候
，When I was planning for 2016.
我想我就是说在这新年的第一周我要讲什么经文呢
I was thinking what I was going to preach on the first week of the new year.
但是我想在圣经里面找一段关于新年的经文。
I wanted to find a passage about New Year in the scripture.
但是后来我想这个雅歌的一章是一个非常好的经文。
But after that, I thought that the first chapter of Song of Solomon is a very wonderful chapter to preach.
因为在新年的开始的时候我们能够再次思想神的爱。
Because in the new year, we can once again think of the love of God.
神的爱是非常重要的。
The love of God is very important.
所以我们今天在我们侍奉当中，你是不是说有很多的，你侍奉的很苦
？So today in your ministry, is it that you are very bitter and very suffering?
如果我们的侍奉当中，我们不是出于神的爱的话，我们会侍奉的很苦。
If in our ministry, in our service, is not out of the motivation of the love of God, you will have a lot of bitterness.
你自己很苦，别人也不得不到造就。
You are very bitter yourself, and others are not edified.
对教会也没有益处。
And there is no use for the church.
所以我们看那个圣灵对以弗所教会写的书。
And so when we look at the word that the Spirit has spoken to Ephesus.
以弗所教会什么都有了。
The church of Ephesus has everything.
但是圣灵对他说什么
？But what does the Spirit say?
有一样，我要责备你们。
There's one thing I will rebuke you.
你们把起初的爱情失去了。
You have forgotten the first love.
起初的爱情是什么？就是对神的爱，对神的渴慕，就像这个佳偶对这个良人的渴慕一样。
What is this first love? This is the love between the groom and the bride. This is the desire of the bride that has towards the groom.
所以保罗说，你如果没有爱，你的侍奉就是鸣的锣，响的钹。
And so Paul says, if you do not have love, then your service is like an empty gong.
所以在这新年的第一周，我是盼望我们弟兄姐妹在整个一年当中能够沐浴在神的爱里面，能够经历神的爱。
And so this in the first year of this, in the first week of this year, I hope that the brothers and sisters can bathe in God's love.
我盼望我们的弟兄姐妹，我们的侍奉是能够被神的爱所激励。
We hope that our service can be motivated by God's love.
我盼望我们在这侍奉当中能够经历神的爱。
I hope that in our service we can experience the God's love.
能够进入到与神更亲密的关系当中。
Can enter into a greater intimacy with our Lord.
我盼望我们侍奉是一种享受。
And I hope that our service is an enjoyment,
而不是一个重担。
And not a burden.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh Lord, Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
我们感谢你，我们虽然黑，我们虽然如极大的帐篷，我们是罪人。
We give thanks to you, though we are dark and we are like the tents of Kedar, we are sinners.
但是你给我们装上装饰，你给我们装上那个珠子，你给我们装上金片和银钉。
But you gave us ornaments, you gave us jewels, you gave us the necks, strings of silver.
主啊，使我们看起来极其的美丽，好像所罗门殿中的幔子一样。
So that we are extremely beautiful like the curtains of Solomon.
主啊，我们在这里向你祈求，帮助我们在新的一年当中，让我们的心里面对你有一个深深的渴慕。
Oh Lord, over here we pray that you give us this deep desire in our hearts for you.
让我们渴慕能够进入内室，与你同在。
So that we desire to have a greater intimacy in your chambers.
让我们渴慕你用嘴与我们亲嘴。
And we desire that you kiss us with your mouth.
主啊，让我们渴慕，真的是能够在这新的一年当中，让我们经历你的爱。
Oh Lord, let us come before you and we pray that we experience your love.
在我们的生活当中，在我们的侍奉当中，在我们的家庭当中，经历你的爱。
In our life, in our ministry, in our family, we experience your love, O Lord.
在那些苦难当中，在难处当中，在我们痛哭的时候，在我们流泪的时候，我们能够经历你的爱。
In our sufferings, difficulties, and struggle, let us experience your love.
主啊，真的是让我们与你有着亲密的关系。
Oh Lord, give us this intimate relationship with you.
让我们有与你有着直接的关系。
That we have this direct communication with you.
我们这样的祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.